Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We're all the way at the last Mishnah Al Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to explain that we're not Mechalel Rosh Hashanah with Yisurim D'Oraisa or with Yisurim D'Rabbanan just to get a shofar ready for Tkiyah on Rosh Hashanah. That there's no Chilul Yom Tov allowed in preparation of Tkiyah Shofar. Shofar Rosh Hashanah Ein Mavir Leves HaTchum. One is not allowed to travel beyond the Tchum to bring the shofar. Ve'im Mefakchin Leves HaGal. You're not allowed to remove it from underneath a pile of rubble, of stones. Lo alin bi'ilan, you're not allowed to climb a tree in order to get it. V'lo roch v'nal gabi behema, one is not allowed to ride on an animal in order to bring a shofar. V'lo shatin al pnei amayim, person cannot go swimming to get a fallen shofar, a shofar that fell in the water. V'ein chot chinoso, we're not allowed to cut the shofar in order to prepare it. Bein bedavar shum yishum shvus, whether doing any of these things is a violation of Yisra D'Rabbanan, ubein bedavar shum yishum lo sase, or whether it's a violation of a malacha d'oraisa. Avalim ratza litein letocha mayim o yayin, but if you want to clean it out just by putting water or wine in there, yitein, that's not considered a violation of tikkun kli, that would be permissible, that would be totally permissible to do. Ein ma'akvenes ha'tinokos milikova. Bezin does not stop children from blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah because we want to get them in the habit of doing the mitzvah. Aval misaskin iman ad shiyilmedu. In fact, we engage them until they learn how to blow shofar. Vamisasek lo yotza. Someone who blows shofar not l'shei mitzvah is not yotze. V'shomei amina misasek lo yotze. And if you hear the shofar being blown from someone who's only misasek, who's not doing it l'shei mitzvah, you're also not yotze. My taima, why is it that tkiyah shofar is not doche all the yisurim that are mentioned in the Mishnah? Because shofar asehu, v'yom tov aseh v'los aseh. Shofar is a mitzvah aseh. Yom tov is both an aseh and a los aseh. V'en aseh doche es los aseh v'aseh. The rule is a mitzvah aseh is not doche a combination of a los aseh v'aseh. Lo alim b'im lo roch nal gabi behema, you know, let her ride on an animal or climb up a tree in order to get a shofar, because there's a chashash that you may detach from the tree a branch as you're going up. So hashta d'rabbanan amrit lo d'oraisa mibayi. Once you tell me I'm not even allowed to violate a nisr d'rabbanan in order to get shofar, do you need to then mention that you're also not allowed to violate a nisr d'oraisa to do shofar? So says Maria Zuvain Sarklum Zukatani. The Mishnah is speaking in a way of telling me the greatest chiddush and then the lesser chiddush. Sometimes the Mishnayos are arranged in such a way where it mentions the greater chiddush first. So main point number one, the Mishnah says one is not allowed to violate any Isser, whether it be Darabanan or Daraisa, in order to facilitate Tkiyah Shofar, because Ein Asei Doche Los Asei Vasei. The mitzvah Asei of Shofar cannot push off the Asei and Los Asei of Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah said, Ve'ein chotchin oso, Be'im b'davar shu mishum shos, Be'im b'davar shu mishum los ase. One is not allowed to cut the shofar, whether it's a drabanan, or whether it's a iser malacha d'oraisa. What are examples of cutting in a drabanan way, and cutting in a d'oraisa way? So mishum shvos, magla, that's using an instrument that's used to cut grain, where it's not normal to fix a shofar with it, so that's not a malacha that's also in a Torah, because that's considered melacha kila achrayad. It's considered to be done with a shinoi, and therefore it's only an issur drabanan. Lo sase sakina. It would be a violation of a melacha d'oraisa if you're using a normal instrument that would be used for cutting a shofar, and therefore it's not a shinoi. So hashem mishum shvus amr lo sase mibayi. Once you tell me that I'm not allowed to violate a shvus, you need to tell me that I'm not allowed to violate a lo sase. So again, zuvein tzarech lomar zukatani. The Mishnah is written in the style where we lead with the greatest chiddush and then we go down to a lesser chiddush. If a person wants to put in the shofar water or wine in order that it should have a clear sound, he can do so. Mayim o yayin in meraglayim lo. He could put water or wine in the shofar, but apparently he's not allowed to put urine in the shofar. Masnisin money. Who's our Mishnah assuming like? Abashol he ditani abashol omer mayim o yayin mutter kedele tzach. That even though Meir Glaim may be a perfectly good cleaning agent and will make the shofar nice and clear, it will make the sound of the shofar great and all the rest, but it's a lack of kavod. You don't want to be mevazeh the mitzvah in such a way. So next main point, that our Mishnah says you could put wine or water in the shofar in order to clean it out and make the sound strong, but not me raglayim, not urine, because that's disrespectful to the mitzvah. The mission then went on to say that we don't stop children from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The implication is that women would be stopped, because women are part from tzkiyah shofar, it's a mitzvah shazman grama, and therefore they're not allowed to be tokeh, it would be a violation of Baal Tosef. So Gemara says, "V'atanya in makvin loas anashim v'loas atinokos milchkov biyamtov." We have a brisa that says that not only do we not stop children, we don't stop women either from blowing shofar on Yom Tov. Am Rabbi Lokash, it's not a stira. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah that sounds that we do stop women is assumes like Rabbi Yehuda that there's an isra of Baal Tosef if a woman tries to do a mitzvah that she's exempt from, and the brisa that says that women are allowed to blow shofar assumes like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon that it's not an isra of Baal Tosef for women to do a mitzvah for which they are exempt. Did Tanya look at the brisa? Daber el bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says daber el bnei Yisrael. And since it says B'nai Yisrael, and this is talking about the mitzvah of smicha, of leaning on a karban, we understand B'nai Yisrael Samchin Vein B'nai Yisrael Samchos, that women are not supposed to do smicha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Since they're pater, they're not supposed to do it. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Nashim Samchos Roshos. You're right, they're pater. So if they want to do it, they could still volunteer it. So there you have major machlokas, major shas topic. Rabbi Yehuda holds anything that a woman is pater from doing, she's not allowed to do. It's Baal Tosef. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon hold even things that she's pater from doing, she's allowed to volunteer. We said, but you can keep on dealing with the children until they learn how to do shofar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, this din, that you're allowed to be misasik with ketanim to learn how to do shofar, even though it's not a tzkiyah shel mitzvah, afilu b'shabbos. That's even if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. And even though we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, because we're afraid we're going to carry it, al ramas v'shabim, for chinuch it's mutter. Tanya nami hachi, misasik menachi yilmadu, afilu b'shabbos. Ve'in ma'akvan atinokos milut kova, b'shabbos. Ve'in tzarech lomer b'yom tov. So that's another main point, that when we say that you're allowed to have children blow shofar on Yom Tov, it's not just on Yom Tov. Even on Shabbos, when we don't blow shofar, children could be taught to blow shofar. Hagufa kasha, but l'chora the brisa is a stira, it's an inherent stira. Amrit misaskin behen ad sheyilamdu v'afilu b'Shabbos. On the one hand, it says that the tinokos you should blow shofar even on Shabbos. Alma l'chadchila amrinan tiku. Sounds that even l'chadchila you say to them to blow shofar. V'hadar tana ein ma'akvin. And then we say we're not ma'akev from blowing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ikuvuhu delo ma'akvin. We don't stop them from doing it. Halachadchila. But l'chadchila we would not encourage it. So it says no lo kasha. It's not a steer at all. Kan in the ratio where we say that misaskan l'chadchila bekatan sheigia l'chinuch. When it's a katan igia l'chinuch, l'chadchila we want him to be blowing shofar to learn. Kan bekatan shlo igia l'chinuch. But the seifa that says you're not ma'akvin, you don't stop him. That's talking about a katan that's not yet higia l'chinuch. So l'chadchila we don't do it. We just don't stop him. So that's another main point. A katan shlo igia l'chinuch should only be playing with the shofar, should only be using shofar b'diavad. Katan igia l'chinuch l'chadchila, he could be blowing shofar. That's the way most Rishonim understand. It's machlokes Rishonim how to understand that. V'amisasek lo yatzu. We had also mentioned that someone who's not having kavanah l'shem mitzvah cannot be yotze the mitzvah of tzkiyah shofar. Hatokeh l'shir yatzu. Sounds like if he's having kavanah to be tokeh the shofar, it's just that he's not having kavanah for the mitzvah, but he is intending to make sounds with the shofar that he's yotze. It's only misasik that's not yotze. Misasik makes it sound like he's not even trying to make sounds with the shofar. This seems to be a raya to Rava. Dama Rava tokeh l'shir yatzah. That Rava said that if someone is tokeh l'shir, he's yotzeh the mitzvah of tkiyah. Says no, Dilma tokeh l'shir nami misasik karile. Maybe a tokeh l'shir is also called a misasik, and therefore it's not a raya at all. The Mishnah went on to say, v'ashomei amina misasik lo yatzah. Someone who hears a misasik b'lo shofar is also not yotzeh.
But the implication is if someone hears shofar from someone who's blowing l'shem mitzvah, but only for himself, not having any kavana to be motzi anyone, my, what would the din be? Yotza! Lema tavi tiyufta de Rabbi Zeira, there seems to be a tiyufta Rabbi Zeira, da amar le Rabbi Zeira l'shame, ikavinu tkali. Rabbi Zeira said to his shamash, I want you to have kavana to blow for me. So you see, you need kavana. So he says, no, demaydi tanaresha misasik, tanasinami sefanami misasik. Maybe the only reason it mentioned shomea mina misasik is because the Reisha mentioned Misasik. But really, if you're Shomea from someone who's Miskavin Lahotzi himself, you're also not Yotze. He needs to have Kavana to be Motzi you. And it's not enough that he has Kavana to be Motzi himself. So maybe that's that would be the way to read the Mishnah. So the last main point over here, when we say Misasik is not Yotze, it might include tokei l'shir. When we say shomea mina misasek is not yotze, it might even include hearing from someone who's trying to do the mitzvah but is not having intention to be motzi you. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next time we'll do lamed gimel amid beis. We'll pick up from the Mishnah on lamed gimel amid beis.